Hare Krishna. It's always a wonderful experience to be with you all, especially in the presence of His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj. Whenever I get the opportunity, I try to visit Chaupati Temple on Sundays, especially when Maharaj is there. And this is my second visit to Pune Jatra. It was 3 years back that I had the good fortune to participate here. For last 2 years I haven't been able to come. This time also I was not going to come, but somehow by Krishna's mercy I have been able to join this glorious festivity today. And I find it extremely enlivening. This is what our movement actually stands for, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, is the spiritual organization that is meant to attract sincere, intelligent people to the spiritual path and educate them, qualify them, train them to become devotees of Krishna. And His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj is executing that responsibility most wonderfully. Maharaj, if you walk away, I also can. We are trying to approach the absolute truth. And it is through truthfulness only that we can approach absolute truth. And truthfulness means to honestly express the way we perceive. And when we do that, we actually make our progress towards the absolute truth or spiritual reality. A Vaishnav must be absolutely honest. The antonym for honesty is actually hypocrisy. And Prabhupada was very particular, very emphatic about that point. For us not to become hypocrites. And when we stand on honesty, frankness and truthfulness, it automatically creates a very, very enlivening environment. There we know, like, we are dealing with individuals who are going to call a spade. When something deserves appreciation, admiration, and glorification, we should not hesitate to express that. And when we have to address some discrepancies and deficiencies and deviations, there also we should not be hesitant to address that. And that is how a very pure atmosphere will be created. And that's why I am actually taking this opportunity to express my appreciation for the achievements of a group of very dedicated and loyal followers of Srila Prabhupada under the guidance and leadership of His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, which I know will please Prabhupada very much. What Maharaj has achieved is indeed pleasing Srila Prabhupada very much, and I feel that all of us should follow that example. And if we sincerely try to follow, then we will be helping Srila Prabhupada's mission. We'll be helping this Krishna consciousness movement under the banner of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness to spread very effectively. Actually, when something wonderful happens under the guidance of someone, we have two options left to us. We can either become envious or we can become appreciative. If we become envious, then naturally we become the losers. However, when we appreciate, then we also consciously or unconsciously develop the qualities of that person. Because at the depth of our heart, we actually harbor a desire, we nurture a desire to do something like that. And that is what is needed for the effective propagation of Krishna consciousness movement throughout the world. At least we are confident, we are 100% sure about one fact, that this Krishna consciousness movement is going to spread throughout the world in every town and village. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made that prediction, and since we are completely convinced that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then we are also completely convinced about the fact that Mahaprabhu's words are not going to go in vain. When Mahaprabhu says that this Krishna consciousness movement would spread in every town and village, it is going to happen. And at least we all have seen how that impossible prediction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come true through the achievements of Srila Prabhupada. If not in every town and village, it has spread at least throughout the world. And that also happened within the short span of 10 years' time. Now, if that happened as the most wonderful miracle, then why should we have any doubt that it will also happen in every town and village? It would spread throughout the world in every town and village. Now, Srila Prabhupada has done the major work to fulfill that prediction. The prediction has, to a great extent, has been fulfilled through the achievements of Srila Prabhupada. But some details are yet to be filled in. That's in every town and village. And that is the responsibility that Srila Prabhupada has left for us to fulfill, his followers, his successes. And it will happen only when we sincerely make an endeavor. And what is that endeavor? That endeavor is effectively preach the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu under the guidance of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada gave the blueprint, Srila Prabhupada gave the materials, Srila Prabhupada created the structure, Srila Prabhupada gave his books as the material, Srila Prabhupada gave the structure in the form of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, Srila Prabhupada has given the structure in the form of the Association of Devotees, and everything has been given by Srila Prabhupada, and now it is up to us to go out and give it to the world. And people are there. Here is the proof. Few years back, you also were not Krishna conscious like many of us. Practically most of us came from a non-Krishna conscious background. And probably if we look back, if we think back, then we can recall that that many of us, even in our remotest dream, did not think of becoming a devotee of Krishna. Isn't it? At least for myself, I can say that. But something happened. Something happened. At least for myself, I can say that it all happened just through one book, The Nectar of Devotion. And as I started reading, like I came in contact with the devotees in 1970. I came back to India in 1975 to search for a guru. I was searching for a guru for over a year. I was traveling all over India, associating with this sadhus, searching for a guru, living in ashrams. I couldn't find any. And when I practically gave up all hope of finding a guru, then I came across the nectar of devotion. And when I started to read from the very first page, it occurred to me that this is what I was looking for all this while. So this is how the transformation, the change occurs in our lives. Isn't it? How many of you had such similar experience? Like, you never thought of becoming a devotee. Sometimes you may have even thought that, oh, this Hare Krishna devotees, they're so strange. For myself, I can tell you, like, I used to see the devotees, if I saw them in this side of the road, I would take the other side of the road. But then, something happened, like coming across Srila Prabhupada's books, or coming across Srila Prabhupada's devotees, and here we are. Here we are. Our entire life has been totally transformed. We have become devotees. We shaved up heads. We left home. We started to follow the four regulative principles, and we committed ourselves completely. Prabhupada himself said, devotees are waiting. Devotees are there all over the world. We simply have to go and convey the message to them. And they'll come forward. How they will come, we don't know, because they are not going to become devotees because of us. They're going to become devotees by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We simply have to go out and give that mercy to them. And they will. They will come, as all of you came, as all of us came. Isn't it? So this is how this movement is going to spread. All we need to do is make a sincere endeavor to carry the mercy of Srila Prabhupada to the world. But for that, in order to do that, we need a very special qualification. And that qualification is that we have to become pure. Purity is the force. It is our purity that will attract people to this movement. Just as Prabhupada's purity actually attracted so many devotees to the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada's purity went out in the form of his books. Srila Prabhupada's purity went out in the form of his prasad. Srila Prabhupada's went out in the form of his devotees. And the living entities became attracted. Prabhupada often used to quote a line, Krishna Shakti Bina Nahe Tar Pravartan. Krishna consciousness movement cannot possibly spread without the Shakti or potency of Krishna. Now, how does Krishna's potency become manifest? Krishna's potency becomes manifest through our purity, through the devotee, through his devotee's purity. And what is the sign of purity. The sign of purity is in surrender. The purer we become, more surrendered we will become. Or the other way around. The more we surrender, the purer we become. Actually, our impurity is our false ego. Our impurity is our false ego. And what is the false ego? The false ego is the understanding or the feeling that I am great. I don't need anyone's help. I am the greatest. I am the supreme. Which ultimately comes out in the form of I am the enjoyer. But the more we become purified by coming in contact with Krishna consciousness, therefore Krishna consciousness is the most purifying process. And the other spiritualists try to purify themselves, like the yogis and gyanis, but they cannot possibly purify themselves. The only process, the only way to purify is through Krishna consciousness, because in Krishna consciousness we learn to surrender. That I am totally incapable of doing anything. It is Krishna who is the supreme controller. It is Krishna who is the supreme proprietor. And it is Krishna who is the supreme maintainer. And it is Krishna who is doing everything, and I am simply a puppet in Krishna's hands. And that is what makes one into that understanding, and that endeavor to act with that understanding is what makes one into a devotee. He learns to depend upon Krishna. Yogyota bichare kichu nahi pai, tomar koruna shar. As far as qualification is concerned, I have none. It is your mercy alone that I am made of. I am totally incapable. And Krishna also pointed that out in Bhagavad Gita. Prakrite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasah. Ahankara vimuratma kartaham iti mannati. Everything is happening in this material nature by the arrangement of gunas and karmas. But being bewildered by our false ego, ahankar, we are thinking ourselves to be the doers. Kartaham iti mannati. But when we come across a devotee like Srila Prabhupada, then we get to understand that the goal of life is not actually to become a big personality, a big controller. The goal of life is to follow the instruction of Krishna, sarva dharman parityajya mamekam sharanam braja. Just surrender unto Krishna. Surrendering unto Krishna means, first of all, we have to realize that I am not able to do anything. Everything that I am doing is simply due to Krishna's mercy. Krishna is making all the wonderful arrangements. It is Krishna who has provided us with all the food that we needed. Krishna is providing us with all the oxygen that we need to breathe. Even it is due to Krishna's wonderful arrangement that we all are situated on the surface of this planet. Without Krishna's arrangement, we could not even survive, even for a second. If the air is withdrawn, how are we going to breathe? Also, let's consider the shape of the earth is round and it's moving with a tremendous speed. Isn't it? The earth is rotating with a tremendous speed. And we all are situated on the surface of the earth. Now consider, around a spherical thing, spherical object is moving with a tremendous speed. Now what would happen to the things that are on the surface of that? It will get thrown out into the space. Now shouldn't we have got thrown out onto the space? But how come we all are so comfortably situated on the surface of this earth? Who made this arrangement? So in this way we can see that Krishna has made such wonderful arrangement for all of us. And so, why shouldn't we surrender unto Krishna, depend upon Him? Because without His help, we are completely lost. So more we develop this understanding and act with this understanding, developing that attitude, the more we learn to depend upon Krishna and more we become purified. And when you become purified, depending upon Krishna and simply trying to do things for the sake of Krishna, then Krishna begins to empower us. And when Krishna empowers His devotees, then there is no limit to what He can do. We have seen there's so many wonderful examples. Hanuman carrying the mountain. Not only few meters, but he's carrying the mountain thousands of miles. Like we can consider, it was a big endeavor for Hanuman to jump from the tip of Indian subcontinent to Sri Lanka, to Lanka. It was a big endeavor. But now, this endeavor, I mean, this was not from the age of the Indian subcontinent, but way up in the Himalayan mountain range, up in the northernmost region of Indian subcontinent, all the way to Lanka. And also not jumping, carrying the mountain. Now, is it a fairy tale or is it reality? It is reality. Now, where did we ever get to hear a monkey carrying a mountain, jumping thousands of miles, hundreds of thousands of miles? Now, how did Hanuman do that? Because he was empowered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Why he was empowered? Because he simply wanted to do it for the sake of the Lord. Why he was empowered? Because he was totally surrendered. So that is how the more we become surrendered, the more we will become empowered. And all kinds of wonderful things will happen through Krishna will make all kinds of wonderful things to happen through us. We have seen with our own eyes what Krishna made Srila Prabhupada achieve. It's another an inconceivable happening. Krishna consciousness movement was taken out of India to America, and Srila Prabhupada started to spread this mission. Spread this message of Krishna consciousness, and within 10 years' time, this movement spread all over the world. Thousands upon thousands of devotees, thousand individuals became devotees of Krishna. Whoever thought before that that the Americans, Europeans, Africans, Chinese, Japanese would become devotees of Krishna, shave up their heads, carry a sikha at the back of their head, wear kantimala, tilak, become pure vegetarians, follow the four regulative principles, become devotees. But it happened. Prior to Srila Prabhupada, we never seen such a thing happen. Now, how did Srila Prabhupada manage to achieve that, accomplish that? Prabhupada himself said that. Krishna Shakti Binana He Tar Pravartan. Prabhupada very clearly indicated that his achievements were simply due to Krishna's mercy and his Guru Maharaj's mercy. Whenever somebody wanted to give some credit to Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada just pointed out, I haven't done anything. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and my Guru Maharaj did everything. And they simply gave me the credit. Simply gave me the credit. I haven't done anything. Now this is how a pure devotee feels. He doesn't want to take the credit for anything because he knows that it is due to Krishna's mercy that it happened. But the consideration here is, yes, Krishna's mercy made it happen. Krishna himself did it. But why did it through him? And there lies the credit of a devotee. Why through him? Because he is a soul totally surrendered to him. And this is also a very wonderful characteristic of Krishna. That Krishna wants to glorify his devotees. Devotee does, on his part, doesn't want to take any credit for anything, but Krishna wants to glorify his devotees. A classic example is Arjun in the Battle of Kurukshetra. The most glorious battle, not only a battle, Dharma Yuddha, religious war, was fought. Krishna comes to establish Dharma. And in order to establish Dharma, this battle was arranged. And the most glorious battle is fought. But Krishna wanted to give the exclusive credit for winning that battle to Arjuna. And that's why he took a vow that he is not going to touch any weapon. Why he took the vow? That he wouldn't touch any weapon, he wouldn't fight in the battle of Kurukshetra. Because if Krishna fought the battle, then the world would have said, Arjun won the battle, Pandavas won the battle, because Krishna was in their side, Krishna was fighting on behalf of them. So the credit would have gone to Krishna. But Krishna wanted to give the credit to Arjun. Why? Because Arjun is his devotee and Krishna wants to give the credit to his devotees. In a similar note, we can consider Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to distribute Krishna Prem, which is the most rare spiritual wealth, the most rare wealth of the spiritual sky. This wealth is rare even for Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, even for Lakshmi Devi. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to distribute that wealth, Krishna Prem, to anyone and everyone. And he did that. But he did it only throughout the subcontinent of India. But he makes a prediction that this Krishna consciousness movement, that is Krishna prema, will be distributed all over the world. Just for making it available to this world, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has been considered to be the most munificent appearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayate. He is Mahavadanya because he is distributing Krishna Prema. Krishna Prema Pradayate. But he makes a prediction that this movement will spread all over the world in every town and village. And he did not achieve that by himself. He did not do it himself. He reserved the credit for somebody. Now, why did he reserve it for someone else? Because he wants to give the credit to his devotee. So from this alone we can understand how dear Srila Prabhupada is to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. From this alone we can understand how pure a devotee Srila Prabhupada is. There had been many devotees, but this kind of achievement never took place before. But Srila Prabhupada also, he distributed it all over the world, but he didn't do it throughout every town and village. Now he reserved it for the posterity, for the devotees to come and achieve that wonderful accomplishment. So now, it is up to us. And how will it happen? As I mentioned earlier, it will happen due to our purity, through our purity. Purer we are, more effective will be our preaching. Of course, there is no need to compete with each other for becoming pure in that sense. By achieving something very big. Rather, we should try to achieve something big for Srila Prabhupada in a humble state. Mm-hmm. Here also I will say that Radhanath Maharaj demonstrates a very, very wonderful example. Although he is so successful, although he has achieved so much, and the whole world, at least the ISKCON world, is recognizing it without any hesitation and doubt. But Maharaj maintains a very, very humble position. And this is also another thing that we must learn from His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj. The right example must be followed. We should not imitate, but we should follow. Prabhupada also was very emphatic about this point. Prabhupada used to tell me a few times, using a Bengali expression, there are two expressions, Anukaran and Anusharan. Anukaran means to imitate and Anusharan means to follow. Prabhupada told me a few times not to imitate but to follow. And follow means follow the spirit, follow his example. The way Jagjad Acharati Srishtas, and the way the great personalities act, Tatta Deve Taro Jana, the common people will follow. So the leaders have a great responsibility to set the standard. And that is how they become leaders. A leader shows the way. That's how he leads. He shows the way. He paves the way for others to follow. He gives a vision and he motivates his followers to achieve that vision. And that is a leader. The other day somebody was asking me what was the difference between a leader and a manager. And that's what I pointed out. That a leader must have a vision and he must facilitate his followers to assist him in achieving that vision. That's what makes a leader. Whereas a manager doesn't have to have a vision. He must act according to the vision of the leader and make things happen according to the vision and try to achieve that, help him to try to achieve that vision. So we have a glorious leader, Srila Prabhupada. We have the most wonderful leader, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he gave us the vision. Prithivite ache jato nagaradi gram sarvatra prachar hoibe mor nam. So that is the vision he gave. And now we have to tune our vision to that vision. How we are going to make it happen. And that is what will make us leaders in the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And not only get tuned up to the vision, but we also have to facilitate our followers to come forward and help us to achieve that vision. If we just give the vision and leave it up to them, that okay, this is the vision and you go ahead and do it, then we are not really acting as a leader. We must inspire them, we must encourage them, we must train them, we must direct them, and we must facilitate them. And then all kinds of wonderful things will start to happen. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will see that we are sincerely trying to do things for him, then he will make all kinds of wonderful arrangements. And we have seen how he made this arrangement for Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada went to America, and the way things started to happen, one could very clearly see that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu already made the arrangements. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu planted the devotees in different parts of the world, and as soon as Srila Prabhupada came, they just came forward to join Srila Prabhupada and help him in his mission. So a servant tries to serve the master, and the master facilitates the servant to successfully execute the service. So we have a wonderful mission. We have a very clear vision set by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We have wonderful leaders who are guiding us to achieve that vision and facilitating us to achieve that vision. Now all we have to do is to sincerely try to do our best to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His devotees. Thank you all very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari.